everyone, and welcome back to the Audrey McGuckin Leadership Podcast. In this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about some of the work that we've been doing with our executive teams and some of the offsites that we've been facilitating. We've had so many requests in the last few months, particularly as teams wrestle with the return to work challenge. And so it's no secret that many CEOs and leaders across industries, all sizes of businesses, are looking to bring their teams together really after almost 2 years of working from home. And what we hear time and time again is it's been too long and it's just simply time to bring my team together. And many of you have shared what it really comes down to is we just want to get people together and we want to allow them the space to build personal relationships. And that's for sure a deep yearning amongst our clients to have this land right. Yet it's more than that. We find that often the biggest lever to ensuring you have a successful offsite is the work that happens before the offsite. And more importantly, it's actually the kind of work that happens before the offsite. Let's face it, team strategy meetings and offsite meetings are pretty expensive and they're time consuming. And while these events can provide a great environment for team building and alignment, sometimes those benefits can be short-lived if not thought through properly. But here's the kicker. If you don't prepare using data and insights to help you design the meeting, you could potentially lose out on more than half the value of your offsite. But what if there was a better way? What if there was a way that would be more meaningful and have higher impact? And how might you think about that differently? For 3 decades, my team and I have worked closely with CEOs to plan and facilitate these large executive team meetings. And when we're facilitating them, it really comes down to this responsibility to drive sustained business results. And what we've learned along the way is it takes a lot to make these offsites powerful and compelling. And what I mean by that is that the team members walk away knowing the results, knowing the outcomes, and they have a clear path and a clear plan on what's next. So whether you're running a small executive team offsite or one for a larger group, actually, we've run these with 7 or 8 leaders. And we've actually run events with 90 global leaders. And so regardless of the size, we've created a schema along the way to help your next offsite be incredibly meaningful. And I want to share those with you. So here's the McGuckin method to really making sure that these are meaningful. First things first, you have to be clear on the purpose of your offsite. You know, is it about connection? Is it about information sharing? Is it about conflict resolution? And the more that you can be specific about the outcomes and what you need the offsite to deliver, the more chance you have of getting there. And so one of the things that we do with the sponsors of these events is we spend a lot of time pressing on the purpose. Every step you take will take you to a destination. And if you're not clear on that destination, you may find yourself somewhere you never intended to be. The second piece really after purpose is who needs to be there. And once you're clear on purpose, it becomes very clear on who needs to be there. And that may sound incredibly simple, and yet it's something that really needs to be dealt with ahead of the game. The third piece is understanding in advance of the meeting how strong the alignment is to the business strategy. We have a proprietary way that we recommend that you collect data on where do you have strong alignment and where are their vulnerabilities. And then the third piece, which is really the kicker, is and how confident is the team in executing that strategy? We think that this provides powerful insights and it helps shape the design of the session. So the fourth piece is, now you've got this piece on strategy, what about who's going to be in the meeting and what are the profiles of the leaders, meaning what kind of preferences do they have, what work styles do they have, and how does that connect with the business strategy? And again, we recommend you do this with data, and we look at what kind of leaders do you have in your team and how are they aligned. And one of our clients had a very strong focus in their strategy on innovation and transformation. And yet when we looked at the profiles in the leadership team, there wasn't anybody really that stood out to have those skills and behaviors that really connected with that piece of the strategy. And so that causes us to have a different design in the offsite, right? And it's really about what will be the forcing function if you don't have those natural areas in the team. So preferences and profile of the team can be pretty important going in. And then the fifth piece is really around location. The location of the event matters. It matters if it's in a hotel room, conference room, or it matters if it's in an event conference space. What we find is that we try and look for meaning in the location. And what I mean by that is we have one of our clients and their strategy was around regeneration of their business. And it was around growth. And so we selected a location in Jasper called Parklands that was really a regenerated space in the local community. And that had meaning for the folks that were in the session. The sixth thing that we recommend is that everybody contributes. And so you have to create in your design a way where you can hear the voices in the room, including the leader, including the CEO. And so when you use facilitators like us, it really allows everyone to participate. And the last thing, which is often the place that's a stickler for me, is really the accountability plan. So you should never leave any offsites without agreeing, not only on the actions, because most leadership teams will do that, right? But around the governance, how are you going to manage the actions? And what a dreadful waste of time and energy and emotion to let all that go to waste, right? So it's the combination of thoughtful planning prior to your offsite and really meaningful follow through after that will make the event worthwhile. It will make it memorable. Your team will not only be more engaged and more aligned and better prepared to execute, but they'll also be grateful for the time that was spent. And more importantly, the health and success of the business will be even better for it. So thanks again for listening to this episode of the Audrey McGuckin Leadership Podcast. Please, if you're considering an offsite, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to share in more detail really how we go about preparing and facilitating and following up with teams just to create that lasting impact. So thanks, everybody. Until next time,